tape has been inadvertently destroyed. Continue running the tape for about 5 minutes of time, and the interview will then proceed. However, another portion of the tape appears to be defective, so that vocal sounds are not good. Fashion sales and profits are quiet. The Times does not minimize the casualty. Has been tested and renewed. Dollar work together. And they're optimistic in their outlook. Was a rank impossibility. In the sense of the word that they care. Your intelligence.
two little girls happened, they got married. I used to make seders for my children every year. Every year my children was to my seder.
I see.
Even after my husband passed away. So I figured that, can I talk? I can go on talking? My husband isn't living anymore.
Too hard.
It's very hard. Then I figure the other way. If I wouldn't make it, so then I'll have more aggravation. Like this, if I'll do the same thing like him, it pretend like he's here.
You're a smart woman.
See, thank you. But I'll pretend like he's, you know, for the Seder. So, the children, they want me to sit on that seat. Well, my husband used to sit. The first year was a little bit tough.
Hard, sure.
Very tough. Then you know how it is. You get used to
everything. Used to everything.
Yeah. So I kept on. Every year I made a seder.
Nice.
For my children, just the same like my husband. This month, exactly February the 6th, I fell, and they took me to the hospital, the emergency. And it was, I was in the hospital, and then it was 4 weeks before Pesach. They told me, the doctor says, you can be relieved from the hospital if you want to go home. So, is that else you can stay in the hospital and you feel better, only you have to have, you know, every day exercise. So I said, how can I go in the hospital? So I went to my one of my sons.
I see.
So my daughter like came and she took me to her house.
I see.
I was there 4 weeks. It was 3 weeks before Pesach. In a week, Pesach. And in that, to the daughter of mine, as a kosher house.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Because she was living in my house when they got married. So she saw the way I am. So she learned a little bit from me. And she knew the way I like. So she made Pesach,
very
and
nice.
I was there to that Seder. It was the first Seder I couldn't make. Then the next says to me, well, how about going to the B'nai Israel, to the second Seder? Well, if it's the B'nai Israel, I says, I'm sure I'll go. It's kosher, you know.
Yeah. Now, when you first came here, did you keep in touch with any people in Europe?
No.
No. Okay.
I sent one time, I sent money to my husband's sister, because I knew she was a poor, poor baby, she had a lot of children, they were poor. So I sent them money, and then we didn't hear from them no more.
Now, you got your citizenship, you applied for it on your own. Right? You didn't hear from them anymore, I'm sorry.
No. You know, during the Second World War, when Hitler, you know, was doing there.
Do you vote?
Yeah, of course I would.
When did you first vote? Remember?
The first vote.
First time you
voted. When I became a citizen.
All right, what year was that?
What year was that? Wait a minute, how many years is it since I've been living here?
When you got
it's gotta be in my house, I've been living here 14, it's gotta be 15 years. It's about 20 years, maybe more than 20 years.
1945? Is that when you first voted?
No, I think here. When was the war? What?
1941 was the war. The Second World War.
So I can do it. You can say I was with that time. I was a citizen.
Did you become a citizen in 1940?
I think so, 1940, right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. And what party did you belong to?
What party?
Yeah, Democratic, Republican.
Oh, I'm Democratic.
Were you ever active in the party?
No, I don't know nothing because I can't write English.
Okay.
So I can't do anything.
Now, how did you meet your husband?
What do you mean, huh?
In Europe, how did you meet him?
Oh, how did I meet him to get married with him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that time was, we went to a dance. It was a wedding, somebody's.
Mm-hmm.
So I got dressed pretty nice. I had a beautiful dress that time. And I used to be a good dancer too. So the boys wanted to dance with me.
Mm-hmm.
So he came over and he took me to dance. And after that, he sent in a man to tell me he would like to come and get the engaged to me.
Mm-hmm. He sent a marriage broker. Was it a marriage broker?
Marriage broker.
The man that he sent, just a friend.
Just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It was a match. You could call it a matchmaker.
Mm-hmm. All right. How old were you?
I was 19.
And how old was he?
He was 2 years older than I.
21. And the marriage date was 1913?
1912, I got married.
Mm-hmm. And you were married. And then how long did you know each other before you got married?
Oh, we knew each other a long time before. But we didn't meet together. We didn't go together.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that him and he knew me. We knew the families. To be each other.
Mm-hmm.
So Europe is not like here. Especially my family, my mother. She was so strict when I was engaged, in Europe. And he used to come to see me every night. So my mother used to come in and says to him, "Well, it's time for you to go home."
Mm.
Yeah.
Did anybody marry non-Jews that you knew?
No, I don't know.
Did you have any, well, of course you weren't even with your husband during the first years of your marriage. You weren't even together. He was here and you were there. Right?
After we got married.
Should I come to your house or should I call you on the telephone? Dear co-investors, it is a special privilege to welcome you to the 1969 Israel Fashion Show and to share with you the excitement that always attends the presentation of this successful product of our company, the State of Israel. The design of these clothes represent a blending of Eastern and the biblical history of Israel for their inspiration. Each year, the fashions acquire more elegance, and Israel acquires increasing stature as a world fashion center. The elegance and beauty of these fashions have commercial as well Dear co-investors, it is a very special privilege to welcome you to the 1969 Israel Bond Fashion Show and to share with you the excitement that always attends the presentation of the successful product of our company, the State of Israel. The design of these clothes represents a blending of East and West, of traditional and modern. The designers have drawn on the rich color of the Israeli landscape and the biblical history of Israel for their inspiration. Each year, the fashions acquire more elegance, and Israel acquires increasing stature as a world fashion center. The elegance and beauty of these fashions have commercial as well as artistic significance. In 1968, the Israel fashion industry continued to have following the defective portion of this tape. The tape then continues to work again. Asian nations. The interview, though, appears on 115, interview 115 female. Adequate notes were taken. Well, the crest of an economic. And it's expected that the interview has some quality. They continue to ride the crest. The Times does not minimize the cost. Qualities that Bond binds and that one can every day. Israel is concerned. And feminine. Thank you. chairman, who with Murray Mason.